Good evening to Fairbanks City Council and to all those who are joining us this afternoon by Zoom. This is Monday, September the 13th, 2021, and welcome to the Fairbanks City Council meeting. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carr Hurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis. She called and said that she had something personal come up, so she must be not available today.
Okay.
The Honorable Pat Palland.
Present.
The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
And the Honorable James Whitmore.
Present.
And also City Attorney, Mr. Randy Turner.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to everyone. We will now have the invocation by Bishop Aaron B. Lackey of the Temple of Prayer Family Worship Cathedral. Bishop Lackey. Is Bishop Lackey present tonight? Are you all showing Bishop Lackey? Okay. Councilman Whitmore, would you give the invocation tonight, please?
Certainly. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this opportunity to discuss the affairs of the city of Fairburn. We ask you to bless Mayor, Council, and the citizens. Help us to have a meeting that's going to outlay everything that we desire to display and talk about in the meeting tonight. And we ask you even remember all the citizens here in the city of Fairburn, those who are sick, those who are not sick, and bless us all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the city council minutes. Those minutes are from August the 23rd, 2021. And they were by Zoom. Council members, you've been provided with a copy of the minutes in your council packet. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of August the 23rd, 2021?
Mayor Pro Tem Heath, so moved.
Councilman Whitmore, second.
The motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath and seconded by Councilman James Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposing? The minute stands approved. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the City Council agenda for tonight. We have a public hearing on for tonight from the Finance Department for our fiscal year 2021-2022 proposed budget. We have a presentation from the Office of the Mayor for proclamation September the 11th. The regular agenda items is one from the Fire Department, Cornelius Robinson, for Mayor and Council to donate the old 1992 fire engine to A-Plus Towing of Fairburn, and from Utilities for Mayor and Council to approve the bid award recommendation for IPR Southeast LLC in the amount of $416,954.75 for the storm drain lining project. And the last agenda item is from Community Development, Mr. Lester Thompson, for Mayor and Council to approve task order number 10 with Atlas Technical Consultants for construction engineering and inspection services on the Rivertown Road Pedestrian Improvement Project 21-002. Council members, may I have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda items for today, September the 13th, 2021?
So moved, Councilman Whitmore.
Second, Councilman Smallwood.
The motion has been made by Councilman James Whitmore and seconded by Councilman Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Are there any opposing? That motion carries 5-0. Okay, the first item on the agenda tonight is going to be a public hearing. And the public hearing is for the 21-22 proposed budget for the city of Fairburn. May I have a motion on the floor to open the public hearing for the proposed 2021-2022 budget for the city of Fairburn?
Mayor Pro Tem Heath, so moved.
Motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath to open the public hearing for discussion of the 2021-2022 proposed budget. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
It has been properly seconded by Councilwoman Portis Jones. The public hearing is now open. Before we begin, just want to make everyone aware that the budget was advertised in the South Fulton Neighbor on August the 25th and also on Wednesday, September the 8th. The budget will run again on September the 15th and September the 22nd. Before it goes back to council for approval on September the 27th. The public hearing is now open. Mr. Parks, do you have anyone on the line who would like to speak concerning the 2021-2022 budget?
No, ma'am.
Okay, council members, the floor is open. I know that most of you all have met with Mr. Roderick Taylor to look at the budget, review the budget, and also give your comments. But the floor is open for you at this time to make an open discussion of the budget.
This is Councilman Pallon. I have a question or two.
Okay, Councilman Pallon.
Okay. It may not be anybody listening in tonight out there, but I have heard from some people because they've seen it's been published, and we're going further down the road, that there is the budget for the city administrator is increasing from 2021 to 2122. And I'm wondering if Mr. Taylor can provide some more information on what that is and why it is, and so that folks who have made some phone calls to me may have a better understanding as we go forward.
Mr. Roderick Taylor, are you on the line?
I am. Good afternoon, Mayor and Council.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Okay, so there is a slight increase in the city administrator's budget, approximately $31,698. Some of that increase is due to we proposed a salary of about $125 to $130 for the city administrator. The assistant would be around $55,000, and then just normal operating expenditures, you know, the price of goods and services are increasing. So it's only increasing by $31,698, which is a slight increase, but not dramatic.
Mr. Pallon, let me add to that, if I may, please.
Sure.
I think that what we were looking at is when we get ready to advertise for a city administrator, that we are competitive with other cities. We've normally advertised at what, 125 to 135. And we looked at just putting a little extra in there for the city administrator and his assistant so that when council decides to advertise for this position, which I hope would be within the next 60 to 90 days, that we can get someone in and the salary will be comparable to other cities of our size.
I'm not questioning that. I just need it to be tossed out there so folks can understand the reasoning behind that. That's all. Okay.
That's okay.
And I have another question. It's a non-departmental issue as well. There's a huge increase there, and I know there are reasons for that. If Mr. Taylor could explain that, that would be useful as well.
Mr. Taylor.
Yes, sir, Council Member Palin. So the non-departmental fund, that is the fund whereby all our transfers come from, the general fund. So we have transfers. We have transfers going to the grants fund. We have transfers going to the capital fund, where we're going to build our new fire station. So, and then we also have transfers going out to the tech fund as well. So the non-departmental is for all transfers coming from the general fund to supplement or assist other funds.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I know there are folks out there who need to understand that, especially possibly can. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Taylor, I think we are told council, informed council at the last meeting or the meeting before last, of one of our bonds that we are paying off and how much the city will save with that bond payment ending. Do you have that number before you right now?
Yes, ma'am. We paid off the 2011 series educational complex. We paid it off July 1st, 2021. That will save the city $1.1 million in debt service on an annual basis. In addition, the 2011 GO bond will be paid off December the 1st, 2021, which will be another $1 million in debt service that will come off our books. Right. So in total, it's about $2.1 million we'll be saving by paying off our debt.
Good.
Okay, council members, the floor is still open for questions, comments, suggestions for the 2021-2022 proposed budget.
Yes, Mayor, this is Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have several questions, but I want to start with following up on the question that my colleague, Councilman Palin, asked regarding the non-departmental fund. And this may not be the house for the expense that I'm about to ask. And that is regarding the contract with Mr. Jeff Dickerson, the public relations marketing contract. So could you tell me, first of all, where is that contract housed in the 2021 budget? And what's the plan for 21-22?
Okay. That contract is budgeted in the city administrator's budget. In the current budget, it was $60,000. And the new budget, the 21-22, is budgeted for $60,000 as well. And it's located in the city administrator's budget.
All right. So you did not express that when the question was asked of you, what was in the city administrator's budget?
Well, it didn't. I don't think that that's the reason for the increase. Because it's the same in the current budget as it will be if approved in the proposed budget.
All right, a follow-up question to that is, Mayor, we have not received Mr. Dickerson's monthly report as this body had approved earlier this year, and you agreed to provide to us a monthly report of Mr. Dickerson's work activities, and we have not received those for the last several months.
I'll get with Jessica, but it was my understanding that Jessica was sending those out as we receive them. Now, Mr. Dickerson, I have not gotten a report from him for the month of, this is September, August. So I'm expecting to get something probably one day this week. But all of the other reports are here. And I was under the impression they were being sent out to you all as received. We are not getting them in on any specific time frame. They may come in on the 5th. They may come in on the 10th for the previous month or the 15th. So I will get with Jessica as soon as we get off of this call and make sure that you all do receive those. It's my understanding that the only ones that probably you haven't received was probably August, but I'll check. And if that's not the case, I will send them out.
Yes, that is not the case for me. Okay. So if I can get all of the reports, the last one that I received was, it was either April or May.
Okay. Well, they have gone out. So I'll make sure that you get them first thing tomorrow morning.
All right. And then I asked then that if we could ask Mr. Dickerson to be more prompt and proactive in providing those reports to us. And I think it would be in our best interest to put a deadline on when we receive those reports, especially since, is he paid that way? Is his $5,000 payment to him?
He's only paid when we receive the invoices. So if we don't get an invoice till the 20th of the month, the 25th, that's when he's paid for the previous month.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
He's not paid in advance. So it's for the previous month.
All right. That's good to know. And I look forward to receiving those reports prior to our next meeting or discussion regarding the budget. So other questions that I had. Mr. Taylor, you mentioned the educational fund and that we paid off a bond for that fund in July, I think is what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that the last of the education of the bonds relative to the educational complex? Does your statement mean that the complex is completely paid off in full?
No.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to look at my schedule right quick. No, there's still another bond series of 2017 with the Marist Bank that's still ongoing.
Okay, and how much is what's the annual payment for that?
The annual payment on that is right at $800,000.
Okay. And did we explore it all, given the extremely low interest rates? Did we explore the possibility of refunding/refinancing to save even more money?
We have not.
We have not. And we would need to get with our bond attorney, who has basically led us through this process in the years past, to see exactly what his recommendations concerning refining at this particular time. So we could get in touch with him tomorrow and possibly get him to come to the next meeting.
That would be great. Because if there's an opportunity for us to save more money, I'd like for us to explore that. Relative to proposed items that I'd like to see in the budget, we council members receive $500 annually in what we call the community fund that allows us to provide small amount of funds to various nonprofits within our city. And I would request that we increase that amount to $2,500 per council member to allow us to participate more within the community with financial contributions. And so I'd like to put that on the floor for consideration.
So you would like to add another $2,000 to each council member's fund for that particular line item?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Okay. I'd also...
Just a second, Ms. Portis-Jones, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
City council members, are you all there? Is there any comments or suggestions on this increase that Ms. Portis-Jones has spoken of? Does anyone have any other comments?
I'm in agreement with it.
Okay. Mr. Whitmore?
Yes, but I have a question. Out of the six council members, has everyone been utilizing their that fund within the community?
I think all except two. I know Ms. Portis-Jones uses hers. I've used mine. You use yours. I don't think I know Mr. Palin hasn't used his, and I'm not sure of Mr. Smallwood.
I haven't.
Okay.
And
so I think you haven't either. So I think it may be three of us, half and half, that have used it.
Well, okay. that would give us more opportunities to do a little more within the community if we would consider to raise that. So I'm not opposed to that whatsoever.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Portis-Jones.
Yes. Last budget year, I had asked after I had my budget meeting, in my discussions during the budget meeting, I was told that the employees would not receive a bonus for 2020 as we had done in the previous years. I was really disheartened by that, especially given what all the employees had gone through during 2020. So I see that there is a proposal on the table for a 6% increase for all of the employees that is estimated to cost the city $299,554.80, given the spreadsheet that Mr. Taylor sent me. And so my question to him was, why 6%? That seemed to be an arbitrary number. And can we, I know we can afford 6% for 21-22. Because the expenditures were limited, we received extra funds from the federal and state government because of COVID, which allowed us to not use our funds to the extent that we would have in the past. My concern, though, is a 6% raise is a permanent one, and 6% is a huge jump, and not only are we having to pay salary, but we have to also pay the associated fringe benefits that go with that, as well as the pension. And we also have proposed the making Juneteenth a holiday, which provides now another almost $27,000 per year. And so I'm not opposed to a percent increase for the employees. They absolutely deserve it. And I would love to include a bonus, quite frankly, in that as well.
But that being said, 6% now becomes permanent. And I'm concerned about when we are not doing as well financially and the impact that that is, that will have on the city. We never want to be in a position to have to lay off employees because the salaries are at a level that has, that becomes unaffordable because of the tax digest. So I'm asking my colleagues for us to reconsider not 6%, but 3%, which was the original consideration, but it jumped to 6%. And so I'd like to for us to have some discussion about that as well.
Council members, the floor is open for discussion on the 6% increase. And Ms. Portis-Jones has suggested a 3% instead of a 6% increase.
Plus bonus. Employees,
I'm sorry.
3% plus bonus.
Okay, when you say bonus, are you speaking of, what kind of bonus are you speaking
the,
of?
The bonus that we've traditionally provided the employees at Christmas time. The one-time payment that we made to the employees, and we also covered the tax expense associated with that.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about the 3% opposed to the 6% first, city council members.
Well, can I, this is Councilman Smallwood. Can then Mr. Taylor talk about how he arrived at the 6% and you know, looking forward, what does he, you know, in his expertise, think about the 6% and how we'd be able to sustain that?
Okay, well, let me just tell you how we arrived at the 6%. The last across the board raise for employees was 2018. They did not get anything in 2019, 2020. Nor this year, 2021. So it's been 3 years. And so we were thinking, we're doing quite well financially. We hope to put something like $2.9 million this year into our fund balance, which would take us up to about $18 million in our fund balance from $5 million in 2017. So we've been doing quite well, even during the pandemic. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to give all the employees, not just the first responders, some semblance of gratitude by giving them a 6% raise, because we did give, and that was with the CARES funding, we did give all of our first responders $500 a month for a whole year. And so a lot of our employees, if they were not a fireman or police officer or certain employees that was working in the street department, they didn't get a raise. Now, we did have some employees that got a change in their duties, that they may have gotten a 1% or 2% or 3%. And we tried to go back and figure out if an employee in the last 6 months got a 3%, then they would only get a 3%. They wouldn't get another, they wouldn't get a 6%, which would have taken them to a 9%. So we were actually, Ms. Portis-Jones, looking at how long it had been since employees got a raise the last time across the board, and how we could basically give them a raise without hurting the budget at all. And when we talk about the bonus that we normally give during Christmas time, we have been giving a $600 bonus. There were guidelines to giving that bonus. They had to be in all probation. They had been with the city so long, and we would give us $600 and pay the taxes. That's another thing that I think council needs to decide on, whether or not you want to do it this year at Christmas time. But that's how we came to the 6%. We just figured it's been 3 years, and the last percentage they got was roughly 3%, that, you know, they would be entitled to at least a 6% raise at this particular time. And the budget can afford it. The city is doing very well. Our revenues are coming in, and they came in even during the pandemic. So I'm not seeing us having any dip in revenue anytime in the next fiscal year. So the floor is open for council to debate the 3% to the 6%, the bonuses, but we do pay fringes. And so that's another expense that's going to be added to the 6% raise. And so if you're talking about another $500 or $600 at Christmas time, and we pay the taxes, and we may need to look at if we're going to give them a bonus, they pay the taxes. There's a lot of different avenues that we can go and be fair. So the floor is open. Councilman Palin, what it looks like, I thought. Okay. The floor is open. Councilman Whitmore.
Yes, Mayor. Thank you. Well, in talking with some department heads, and I guess I'll start out with both PD and FD. I think if you review it, we have lost some police officers and some firemen, and you're finding that they're jumping jobs. And the reason being is we have not had a pay raise for some time, as you indicated, in more than 3 years. I think this would put us in a position to be more competitive, whereas we're going to be able to retain our superstars in both PD and FD. That's number one. Number two, I know the one department that is probably the lowest paid and the least praised would be the street department. And I think a 6% would be something considerable that even that department, along with the rest of the employees in the city of Fairburn, would enjoy. I think based on us being very calculative and conservative over the past couple of years, we now have our opportunity to do a little bit more. It was just reported that we have two bond funds that are closing out. One already closed out. Another one is going to be closing out in December. So again, I think we find ourselves in a position where we can do more and not less. So I would love to stay with the 6%. I think the appreciation would be across the board. And I also believe, based on my conversation with Mr. Taylor when we were going over the budget, is something that the city can live with. And I'm sure for those that work within our city, as well as the citizens within our city, they appreciate what our employees do for them as residents. So I like the 6% myself, Mayor.
Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Yes, sir.
I like Councilman Whitmore's way he expressed that, in that the 6% raise, I talked with the chief of police just a week ago now, and we're down 7 people that have left the police department to go somewhere else. You can't, worry about a penny here or a penny there in order to keep what you got and then attract more. So my thought is that the 6% plus whatever we do at Christmas is a great, not only an asset, but it also makes people feel like that, hey, we care about them. And so that's what I see is keep 6%. And go from there. Thank you.
Mayor, may I speak?
Yes, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Okay, when I had my budget meeting with Mr. Taylor, I asked him why the 6%, because I thought that was an odd number. And he said to me that the 6% was because police specifically had received a 6% raise to address the issue that both Councilman Whitmore and Mayor Pro Tem Keith raised. And that is for us to be competitive. And if we are to be consistent with what is proposed, they would not now get an additional 6% because they have already received it. That's what the guidelines are in the communication that I received. So there's some confusion here about why 6% and where the 6% would be applied. And let me just close by saying, I agree, we can afford it today. We absolutely can afford it today. And the reason we can afford it today is because of the additional support that we received from the state and federal government, but COVID, and as well as the increase in the economy. Now, we all know that the economy is cyclical. And so we have to be cognizant of the decisions that we make today and the impact that those decisions will have on us as citizens tomorrow or the next fiscal year. So I agree that we should give the employees a raise. In fact, I was asking for it in 2020 when we had plenty of money then, but that was not the priority of mayor and council at the time. So that request was denied. So I am in full support of giving the employees a raise. I am in full support of providing the employees a Christmas bonus, which would include the city paying on their behalf all of the taxes associated with the bonus, not with the salary increase, but with the bonus. In addition, the employees will get another paid holiday during this fiscal year that we have not had in the past. So the employees are enjoying a win. They are definitely enjoying a win. But we have to be mindful of the economic downturn that will occur. Some of us may not be here, but we will have made that decision and have had the impact on all of us as taxpayers. So I'm asking us to be a little more conservative, go with the 3%, restore the bonus, including paying the taxes on the bonuses received.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I'm sort of confused. My colleague mentioned something about the police department having a pay raise. And I know I sat with the chief of police, and that was not an indication an indicator from him that anyone has received a pay raise. So I'm not sure where that information came from.
Mr. Taylor. Mr. Taylor, so could you speak to that, please?
Sure, I'll speak to that. I don't recall saying that the police department received a 6% raise. Now, I may have mentioned that the police department was requesting a 6% raise, but I don't recall stating that they had received a 6% raise.
Well, that's what I recall, and that is exactly what you said, and I can confirm that that's what you said. But nonetheless, the point is, given the guidelines that we have, some adjustment have been made for employees over the last 2 to 3 years, and specifically to address some of the retention issues with the police department. You specifically said that. Now, whether it's 6% or something else, I don't know. So I ask you to provide us with that information. Again, the issue is we have the money today, but if we make a decision on 6% plus fringe benefits today, we have to live with that when we are not so flush, when the economy is not so good. So I'm asking us to be mindful of that so that we don't have to come to the taxpayer and talk to them about a tax rate increase because the property taxes are not at the level that they are now.
And to follow up what I was saying before my colleague chimed in and asked Mr. Taylor a question. Mr. Taylor, you are our interim finance director. So my question to you, I'm gonna put it point blank. Has the police department received a raise?
What time frame, Councilman Whitmore?
I'm talking about, you said this year.
No, I didn't say this year.
Okay.
I said
the police department. Well, I still have the floor, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So my question is to Mr. Taylor. Has the police or fire department received a raise? That would be my first question. And then I have a follow-up after that.
Okay. I would say that I'm pretty sure someone in both of those departments has received a raise, but I wouldn't be able to say that across the board. But if you look in the in this year's budget for the police department, you'll see the recommendation from the police department. So it's in writing that they requested, you know, that's what they were seeking for the staff in the police department.
So okay.
There's a memo in the budget. So
yeah, I reviewed it. So thank you for that, sir. And then on top of that, and I know my colleague is talking about in the future, but I'm going to ask you another question now, Mr. Taylor. Prior to 3 years ago, when we had a raise or given a raise to the employees in Fairburn, when was the time frame that they received a raise prior to that? If you have that information.
I don't know if they had received anything prior to 2018. That was before.
So I've been on council for 6 years. And the only thing that I recall, I think we were the first city in the South that increased the street department up to a minimum wage of $15 an hour. That was it. Nothing else. Nothing whatsoever. So even if you look at the cost of living allowances and everything else, by going from 6% down to a 3%, I feel that we as council would be doing a disservice to our employees and not taking care of our employees. Now, my colleague and I, we can agree to disagree, and that's why we're having this debate. But again, I think that we're in a position to do more because we have been so conservative over the years. I tell you what, every time they went to the grocery store and that milk went up $1, $2, or that meat went up $3 and $4, or there was a shortage of this or a shortage of that and the prices rose, they weren't able to come back to the city and say, can I please have a raise? We all have experienced that over the past couple of years. So I think now we are in a position, a beautiful position at that, to promote morale as well as take care of our employees. Now let's talk about the Christmas bonus, okay? Let's really talk facts about that. So that $600 bonus that we have been given over the years, what that equates to $600, the city pays the taxes. So I have an employee that's been with the city 20, 30, 40 years. And all we have been doing is giving them a $600 bonus that is not calculated into their retirement. I mean, come on, are we really serious here? We have an opportunity to do the right thing for the employees of the city of Fairburn. And we see that we're very fiduciary minded, and we have been doing a great job. Look at what it was with the previous administration.
They left us with $5 million? We're up to $17 million right now. That speaks volumes of our responsibility and how we have been operating within the city. So I would urge my colleagues to really consider what's before you now, 6% versus a 3%, and then given a $600 bonus that doesn't equate to anything when it comes to retirement? Really? That's what we have before us now. That's where we have to be conscious, cognitive, and responsible to do the right things for our employees.
Mayor, may I speak?
Yes, Councilwoman Hattie Portis Jones.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Councilman Whitmore, I want to correct you on a couple of things that you said. Prior to you joining the Fairburn City Council, the governing body at that time approved across the board the $15 raise per hour for the employees. Unfortunately, it did not happen because we lost our city administrator. We lost our finance director. There was a lot of employee turnover and turmoil at the time. Ms. Donna Gayden, upon her arrival as the city administrator, the first year of Mayor Hirst's administration, it was her charge to go and ensure that all of the employees had received the $15 as had been approved by the previous governing body. So the raise that the employees got in 2018, that raise was already on the books. Yes, Mayor Hirst enjoys saying it happened under her administration, but it had already been approved. Secondly, I'm glad you brought up the issue of the bonus and the retirement. Why don't we do that? That is a great idea. Let's propose to provide the employees the $600 bonus and calculate that in their retirement so that they receive it. Great idea. Let's do that.
So in my response, and I'm still waiting to hear from my other colleagues, you just made my argument for me, Councilwoman Portis Jones. You just stated that, okay, I've been on council 6 years, so they did receive that 15, well, that was during the first 2 years of my, the first 2 years when it was brought up, and that was under the previous administration, all right?
It had been approved.
But hear me out. I did not interrupt you, madam, please. I have the floor. So the previous administration, okay, and the previous mayor was still the mayor during that time frame. So why that didn't happen, I'm not even going to sit here and try to debate that. I think it's a useless debate. I think we're at a position now, we're at a crossroad now where we can do the right thing. So I still propose that 6%. Now, what I'm alarmed about, and I would love to hear from HR, because when you take a when you're talking about a bonus, the way the city has been administrating it over the past couple of years, and now you're turning it into something that goes into their retirement, there's other calculations that I think HR has to do now as well. So if you agree that we should reduce the proposed wage increase from 6% to 3%, and then still give a $600 bonus, I think the employees would much rather enjoy a 6% increase based on what their current salary is. I think that's a better proposition across the board, and you won't even have to worry about $600 Christmas bonuses. All right. So again, my argument still remains the same, and I'm glad you mentioned that because you just echoed my argument basically. But I'm really interested in hearing from the rest of our colleagues because I think this is turning into a pretty healthy debate. And I think that as we continue to go from now into the next time when we approve this budget, it's prudent upon us to ensure that we keep our employees. That's an asset to the city of Fairburn. We keep them at the forefront and not try to drop them back.
Let me interject here just for a few minutes. I'm not going to, everybody knows that this is my election year, and I'm not trying to interject any of my campaign into this meeting. But let me just say this. The $699,000 that we got from the CARES funding, more than half of that went to our first responders. We paid them a whole year, an extra $500 a month for a whole year. And so we didn't enjoy any of that money. We made, council made a decision what to do with that money. And so over half of it went for that. So I'm not sure, we'll have to talk to GMA if we can take $600 and just add it to their pension. I don't know how that works. You know, that's something that we would have to get opinion from the pension committee on that. The other thing that I want to bring before council tonight is I think all employees in the city of Fairburn, whether or not they have received a 1%, 2%, any kind of raise in the last year, because we have police officers who get an increase or bump up because of their certification. That also happens with our fire department. And so some of these bumps up because of that reason. It's not that we just arbitrarily went out there and gave, you know, raises out to folks. But what I would like for council to do at this particular time is to think about the city employees as a whole. You know, I'm completely 100% for the 6% raise across the board. We're not going to be able to keep up with other municipalities as far as police and fire is concerned. Chief Robinson has vacancies in his department. I found out there was a vacancy on somebody's leaving on Friday. Chief Mathis, because we can't compete with the city of Atlanta, you know, $55,000-$60,000. We can't compete. So they're going to leave. We've had them to leave and want to come back because the grass wasn't always greener over there. We've had police officers to leave and go to the city of South Fulton and want to come back. Because you're going to a larger city, you got more responsibilities than the city of Fairburn. So we can't compete with those salaries. But what we can do is make it where at least we're giving them an incentive to stay. And that's what I'm hearing from all of the firemen and the police officers. They want to stay. And so I just like to hear what Mr. Smallwood has to say. I like to hear what Mr. Palin has to say. What's your thoughts along the lines of a 3% opposed to a 6%? And then I see Mayor Pro Tem Heath had his hands up. Where are you all on this issue, Councilman Palin?
Well, this is not a political expedience conversation on my part. The fact of the matter is that at the end of the day, it's a military dictum, you know. You've got to make sure that the troops are fed, bedded down, and security is all around the perimeter before you worry about yourself. And so quite frankly, my friends, I think we need to take care of those folks who take care of us.
Okay. Councilman Palin, Councilman Smallwood.
All right. Well, that's why I started the conversation asking how we arrived at the 6%. It was explained. I understand that. And so I think we're in a good position to do the right thing. Well, this thing, I'm not going to say what's right or not, because I do understand Councilwoman Portis Jones is always looking to, you know, be frugal with our money. But I think it's the right thing to do right now to for the 6%, because, you know, you just look across all sectors of life right now, retaining employees is something that, I mean, society is having trouble with right now. I'm experiencing it even in my walk of life and what I do for my day job. So I think we need to do what we need to do. And like you said, it's been 3 years, I think it was, before any type of increase happened. So I am all for the 6%.
Mayor Pro Tem Heath, you had your hands up.
What I would like to say on this is that we're going to be doing this very same thing next year around the same time. If it don't work out with the 6% or whatever like that, then we can change it at that time. It's not like this is locked down in history, because I remember when I first came on the council in 2010, that it was stated there that we were $332,000 in the red. So we have progressed through Mr. Avery's mayorship and in your mayorship. And to have the monies that we have now and have an opportunity to at least help our employees when we can help them, then I'm all for the 6% and the deal at Christmas time. That's all I had to say.
Okay. Councilwoman Portis Jones, did you have any other comments on the, because we're going to have to go, is council agreeing to giving the employees a $600 bonus, or yes, if we're giving them a 6%, are you agreeing to giving them less than $600 if we're paying the taxes? And I understand what Councilwoman Portis Jones is saying. We're giving them another holiday too. I mean, they got another holiday too. So now we have 11 paid holidays. So we're giving them another holiday. We're going to give them $600. We're going to pay the taxes, and we're going to give them a 6%. Is that what council is agreeing to right now? Because we never calculated a bonus because of the holiday that we put in there. We never calculated a bonus into this budget. So it's not fair.
I'll speak for myself. I think if we're doing 6% with the additional holiday, they're going to see an increase monthly that will equate to, if not more than 6% by the end of the year. So I would say if we go with that 6% plus the additional holiday, I think we're going to be looking good and doing a great service for our employees.
Well, let me just say this. First of all, let it be clear that I am in support of providing an increase for our employees. It was presented as though I was not, and that's not true. I am also concerned, though, about the taxpayer, but I'm only one vote, so I've expressed that opinion. The only other thing I would like to say is it would be nice if we gave our employees a present for Christmas. It would be nice if we gave our employees a present for Christmas.
Okay, so council, we're going to have to go back and look at numbers tomorrow. We're okay. All council members are okay with the 6%. Yes. Is that true with you now, Ms. Portis Jones, or not?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm outvoted, but I've expressed my concerns regarding that.
Okay.
You know, I leave it to the finance director to show us the numbers, how we pay for it, and the long-term impact. I would ask, though, for a 3-year projection on the 6% and the new holiday. I would like to see that.
Okay.
One last thing I'd like to say is Mayor Pro Tem, Alex E.
Yes,
the one
ma'am.
Thing you don't we don't want to do is give our employees something and then have to take it away. Okay. We don't want to do that.
Well, we
and
had
so
to do
the
that.
Extent, yeah. I know, but we don't with that because we've had that experience before, that's why we should avoid it at all costs now. So let's find that number where we don't have to take away because that's more unpleasant. And it doesn't sit well in the port with the employees and it hurts the city's reputation. So we really don't want to do that.
Okay, so we're looking at the 6%, which is already on the table. It's already calculated into the budget. So what we're looking, and also the Juneteenth holiday is already in the budget. And I think that was less than $30,000 for that day. So those two things are already in the budget. The only thing that's not in the budget right now is the proposed Christmas bonus for employees. And whether or not we, Mr. Whitmore's suggestion was that we gave them a holiday, the 6%, we don't do a Christmas bonus. So I need to hear from the other council members before we go back to the table on tomorrow to look at the Christmas bonus, and you all need to decide whether or not we're going to pay those taxes this time around, because those taxes are not cheap. Let's decide if you want to give a Christmas bonus. And if you want to give a Christmas bonus, we actually gave that bonus according to tenure. We didn't give that bonus to everybody across the board, $600. It was according to tenure. If you had been with the city so many years, you got the $600. Less than that, you got $5 and then $4, something like that. So there is a pay scale that we use, and we can use that again. It just depends on what amount. So what amount are you all looking at? Are you looking at $600 or what?
My proposal is for $600 across the board to all of the employees for 20 for this budget. And that is because we did not give them a bonus in 2020. 2020 was a very trying year.
Okay, so
600 across the board, including covering the taxes.
Okay, Ms. Portis-Jones, let me go back and be clear with you about one thing. Across the board, with all employees, we got employees that just came on board a month ago. We can't give an employee just came on board, still in probationary period, a $600 Christmas bonus. No. And these were some of the issues that we resolved the last time we gave a bonus. So I need to go back and pull what those conditions were, send it out to council, and let you all look at that, because I think it would be totally unfair that someone has been here 10 years and they get $600 and someone just walked in the door 2 months ago and they get $600. And so right. I think we have to be fair about that. And so yep. Let me send that to council tomorrow and we can look at it. And then I'm asking for you all to give us some feedback on it so that we'll know how to proceed with the budget. Will that work for everyone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Councilman James Whitmore.
Yes, Mayor, just for the record.
Yes. Okay?
I am not opposed to Christmas bonuses.
Okay.
But if I had a choice of a 3% or 6%, I would go with a 6% and no Christmas bonus. But now with the additional clarity of tenure
okay.
and that percentage, then that makes more financial sense to me. So okay. I would look forward to seeing that information.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Are there any other questions by any other council members concerning the budget tonight? Because we're still on public hearings and God knows I don't want to be here till 11 o'clock tonight.
The only other thing I would ask, Mayor, if I may.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you could provide us with the previous policy regarding the bonus before we changed it based on tenure? I'd like to just look at the differences in the two.
Okay, we'll send it out to you all tomorrow, okay? And I'm just asking you all to give us some feedback, you know, because with me sending it and I don't hear back from you, we're still at a standstill when we meet again. So please give me your feedback, okay? All right. Any other questions about the budget?
Nope.
Okay. Is there a motion on the floor to close the public hearing for the 21-22 Fairburn City Council proposed budget?
So moved, Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Whitmore.
Seconded by Councilman James Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The public hearing is now closed. Okay. All right. Let's go to presentation. And I know you all see the 9/11 proclamation is on the agenda, but I wanted to make sure that we had something honoring 9/11 because it was on a Saturday. It was Saturday, and we're just meeting on today. I've pulled a proclamation, and I'm going to ask our clerk, Dina, if she would read the proclamation recognizing Saturday, September the 11th as a day of service and remembrance in the city of Fairburn.
Yes, Mayor. This proclamation is to recognize September the 11th as a day of service and remembrance in the city of Fairburn, Georgia. Whereas on September the 11th, 2001, the American people endured the worst terroristic attack on the U.S. soil in the nation's history with courage and heroism. In response to this tragedy, Americans across the country came together in a remarkable spirit of patriotism and unity and carried out countless acts of kindness, generosity, and compassion. And whereas community organizations and family members of 9/11 victims began observing the anniversary of September the 11th as a charitable service day to honor the memory of those who were lost and those who united in response to the tragedy, including first responders and volunteers. And whereas we commend the firefighters, police, and first responders who courageously risked their lives to rescue those in need, as well as the citizens and volunteers who selflessly gave their lives to aid their friends and co-workers who were injured or trapped in the Twin Towers and Pentagon. And whereas this event of September the 11th, 2001, tested the strength of our country. They reminded us of the value set by our forefathers who saw a vision for the United States that we would live and be free of tyrannical rule, and we will not give in to terrorism and threats to the safety and security of the United States. And whereas the United States is unified in our purpose to prevent further tragedies like those experienced on September the 11th, 2001, and it is right to honor the men and women of our armed forces who have fought tirelessly to keep us safe from further attacks on U.S. soil. Therefore, Mayor Elizabeth Carr Hurst of the City of Fairburn, along with Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath, and council members Linda J. Davis, Pat Palin, Hattie Portis Jones, Ulysses Smallwood, and James Whitmore would like to recognize September the 11th as a National Day of Service and Remembrance in the City of Fairburn on this 13th day of September 2021.
Thank you all. And that proclamation will be signed and become a part of our permanent records for this council meeting. Is there any objections to the proclamation?
No.
Thank you for presenting it.
You're very welcome, Councilwoman. Okay. Public comments. Dr. Parks, Ms. Dina, do you have any public comments for tonight?
I have no public comments.
Correct. No public comments.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's go into our three agenda items. The first one, Madam Clerk.
The first one is going to be presented by our fire department, Chief Cornelius Robinson, for mayor and council to donate the old 1992 fire engine to A Plus Towing of Fairburn.
Good evening, mayor and council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The fire department is requesting that you all approve for us to donate the old 1992 fire engine to A Plus Towing. Just to give you a little history on the situation, is that when you have a when we was awarded the grant for the new fire truck, in the rules of the grant was that you have to replace the truck that you wrote the grant for. And we was blessed to get a grant awarded to us for a new fire engine to replace the old 92 model, which didn't meet current NFPA standards anymore. And with that fire engine, I'm asking for you all to donate it to A Plus Towing. And the reason why I picked A Plus Towing, over my 15 years being here, A Plus Towing has never charged us for towing our emergency vehicles when they broke down on the roadways or what have you. And actually, the truck will still be serving us, because when they convert the truck over to a wrecker, it's going to be used to pull our ambulances and fire truck. So I'm asking council if you all would graciously donate that truck to A Plus Towing, and they're going to fix it and put it back in service and convert it as a wrecker.
Wow.
Okay, council, the floor is open. Do you have any questions for Chief Robinson concerning the donation of the old 1992 fire engine to A Plus Towing?
Not me.
Okay, hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve the donation?
So moved, Councilman Smallwood.
Okay, the motion has been made by Councilman Smallwood. Is there a second?
A second by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath.
And it has been properly seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 5-0. Next is our utilities. Ms. Ray.
Yes. Next, Mr. John Martin, Utilities Director, will present for Mayor and Council to approve the bid award recommendation for IPR Southeast LLC in the amount of $416,954.75 for the storm drain lining project. Mr. Martin?
Mr. Martin.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The Utilities Department requested Integrated Science and Engineering Incorporated, consider ISE, to identify stormwater pipes distributed throughout the city for possible pipe relining. The areas identified were Summerwood, Fireside Heights, Rivertown Road Estate, and Park Lane Forest. The reports pointed out that excessive sediment and debris had allowed severe corrosion conditions to these structures to be almost irreparable. The storm drain lining project will reduce the construction to a minimum due to no major streets will be obstructed or having citizens to endure heavy traffic jams. The projection of having a reduction of heavy flooded streets is the goal moving into the future for this project. On August the 12th, 2021, bids were opened and read aloud for this project. Two separate bids were received. IPR Southeast LLC was vetted by ISE as the low bidder. Therefore, I bring to you an agreement for the Mayor and Council to approve the lowest bidder award recommendation for IPR Southeast LLC in the amount of $416,954.75 to proceed with the storm drain lining project.
Councilmember, you've heard the presentation from Mr. Martin, our utility director. Do you have any questions?
Yes, Mayor. Councilwoman Portis-Jones,
yes,
I have
ma'am.
One question.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Martin, the Rivertown Road area, is this the area right
just below the park where there's water every time it rains. Puddles there. There seems to be some drainage issue. Is that the area that this is will address?
I have, Councilwoman Porter Jones. I have Dana Johnson, which is tied in for Integrated Science.
Uh-huh.
They have, she has done the extensive research in it, and she can be, she's able to answer any questions. Dana, are you on?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Snot?
Hi, Dana. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. Ma'am, I believe this is the location you're talking about, but I would need to verify it. I thought that there were some location maps included in the package tonight. I'm trying to see if I can figure out what page that's on.
All right. Well, I will admit, sometimes I have difficulty reading the maps. So if you can help me with that, that would be great.
Yes. Hold on one second. For the Rivertown, you said for Rivertown?
Yes, it would be just below the park or right at the park entrance.
I believe it's page 2 of 13, Dana.
Okay, thank you. Let me see if I can find that. 2 of 13? Well, of the whole package or 2 of 13 of our part? I got you. Hold on, I'm going back now. Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Actually, it's page 9 of number 2 agenda item. The stormwater improvement project areas, the Rivertown Road Estates is highlighted with a star.
That's what I'm having trouble pulling the maps up. I had the agenda, but not the maps, and I do apologize. But if there's any way possible that I can verify, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That would be fine. Yes, it is, Councilwoman Porter Jones. It is right down the slope going past Duncan Park.
Yes.
Heading back on toward the Park Lane Forest area. Yes, that will encompass that because that's the main area that it started leading into that area that stays blocked up and continues throughout that area.
Okay. All right. Well, good. That's good to know that's the area that will be addressed. Is that the only area on Rivertown Road?
Thus far, now this will probably be an ongoing thing every year as we identify, but these here, the ones that we have, these are the most severe at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great to hear. And then a somewhat related question, and if you could just provide the answer to me later. There are our homes on Rivertown Road who are septic and wanting to connect to the city sewer. I guess okay. That would be Atlanta. So could you provide me with the process to do that and an estimated cost?
Okay. Well, usually someone has septic, they're pretty much far from the city public line, and they usually have to go either through another parcel in which they would have to get easement rights from other citizens. And that has sometimes become a heavy task because when these areas are first built, they generally are located somewhat at where they're not able to connect, or the distance is so far from where they want the house that it can connect, but they would have to pay extensively for the connect into and going through other people's property. The maintenance and the repair seems to be a lot of headache right there because most of the citizens that do allow the easement, when it comes time where repairs need to be made, they're a little hesitant about having stuff like their structure or their lawn torn up just to repair someone else's sewer line that's coming through their property.
I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that. But I've been asked by several residents on Rivertown Road. So can you assess Rivertown Road specifically? Regarding the city sewer line And I guess the homeowner has to determine how far away it is from the street to connect to their home. But nonetheless, they should know what the guidelines are and the requirements. So if you can provide that to me, that would be great.
Ms. Portis-Jones, right. do you have some specific homeowners on Rivertown Road that's requesting that?
I do.
Could you get with Mr. Martin tomorrow so that we can kind of look at those particular houses and we can get with Integrated Signs to see if they can give us some kind of numbers, because it's really going to depend on the cost is really going to depend on the individual houses.
Yes. Okay.
Can you get that to me tomorrow?
Absolutely. We'll do. Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Mayor, if I get the addresses as well, because I like to handle those on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
Yes, I will provide that to you when I call you tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Are there any other questions for Ms. Johnson or Mr. Martin?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you, Dana.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve this bid award to IPR Southeast LLC in the amount of $416,954.75?
So moved,
Councilman
Whitmore.
Second, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
The motion has been made by Councilman James Whitmore and properly seconded by Councilwoman Hattie Portis Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is under community development. Ms. Ray?
Yes, Mr. Lester Thompson will be discussing this agenda item for Mayor and Council to approve task order number 10 with Atlas Technical Consultants, Moreland Altabelli for Construction Engineering and Inspection, CEI. Services on the Rivertown Road Pedestrian Improvements Project 21-002. Mr. Thompson, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for that. Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
as Dana stated, the purpose of this agenda item is to approve task order number 10 with Moreland Altabelli for CEI services on the Rivertown Road Pedestrian Improvements Project. The budget impact will be $50,000. It will come out of the T-SPLOS project expenditures for administration and program management. That line item is adequately funded. The city of Fairburn entered into a master services agreement with Moreland on July of 2019. They changed their name in January of 2020, with the understanding that task orders would be approved on an as-needed basis. As such, task order number 10 is being submitted for review and approval. Staff recommends that Mayor and Council approve task order number 10 with Atlas Technical Consultants for CEI services on the Rivertown Road Pedestrian Improvements Project. Any questions?
Any questions from Council? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve task order number 10 with Atlas Technical Consultants in the amount of $50,000?
So moved, Councilwoman Pettis.
That motion has been made by Councilwoman Portis Jones and looks like it was seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath.
Yes,
all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the last of our agenda items for tonight. We do have an executive session and it's on real estate. After we come out of the executive session, we will do, let's just do council comments now and then we'll just go into executive session. So once we adjourn out of executive session, we can go home.
Yep.
Okay, so council comments. We'll start with Councilman James Whitmore.
No comments, Mayor.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Heath?
No comment.
Councilwoman Portis Jones?
No comment.
Councilman Smallwood, Ulysses Smallwood.
No comment.
And last but not least is Councilman Pat Pallon.
Most assuredly, no comment.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted to, one comment I just wanted to give to council tonight is that I attended the memorial service for former mayor Jack Longinot on Saturday at 11 o'clock. And, he's going to be missed. It was a very somber occasion there, but a lot of people came and spoke on his behalf. And the city of College Park has decided to name their city hall after him. So that city hall will be named after Jack Patterson Longinot. And I think the name will be going up sometimes within the next 30 days. So with that being said, we are now ready to go into executive session. May I have a motion to go into executive session?
So move, Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath.
Okay, motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath to go into the executive session. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Whitmore. We will now go into executive session and we will come back out of executive session to do the formal adjourning of this meeting.
Thank you.
Mayor,
let's back up and let me ask for a motion to come back into regular session. And I think Ms. Porter gave us a motion before while we were still in the. Okay, let's back up.
Yes.
Okay. I asked for a motion to return to the regular meeting. The motion was made by Councilwoman Porter Jones. Okay, so we're back into the regular meeting right now. And so with that being said, I just want to reiterate what I just told you about the vaccination that's going to be taking place in the city of Fairburg on Friday, September 15th, from 4 to 8 p.m. In the parking lot of Municipal Court. Ms. Portis-Jones has requested that we also check into testing, and we'll see if we can have testing on that day also. And the other thing I mentioned to everyone is that NLC has announced today that the city summit that will be in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, in November has been canceled because of the Delta variant, and that that meeting will be 100% virtual. Refunds will be issued to any credit cards that have already registered for the meeting. With that being said, I don't have anything else. Is there a motion on the floor to adjourn the council meeting of September the 13th, 2021?
Mayor Hurst, can I find out who made the second to exit the executive session?
Whitmore, Councilman Whitmore.
Councilman Whitmore.
Okay, I'm sorry. Proceed.
Okay. May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting for this evening?
So move, Councilman Whitmore.
Motion made by Councilman James Whitmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Councilwoman Hattie Portis-Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The meeting is now adjourned. It is 9:04. Everyone have a safe evening, and we'll see you all on Wednesday at the groundbreaking of the fire station on Milan Road at, is it 11 o'clock? 11 o'clock. On Wednesday the 15th, yes.
Yes.
Okay. See you there.
See you there. Bye-bye.
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 All right.